This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. World leaders and governments are reacting to the apparent military coup in Sudan on Monday. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders. In a lengthier statement, the UN chief said Sudanese stakeholders must immediately return to dialogue and engage in good faith to restore the constitutional order. His remarks come as military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials on Monday. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan also declared a state of emergency and announced the dissolution of a joint civilian-military council that has run the country for the past 2 years. Separately, the Arab League and Egypt echoed remarks calling for political agreements to be upheld, as did the African Union. The White House releasing a statement through the deputy press secretary, rejecting the actions by the military, adding in part, the United States continues to strongly support the Sudanese people's demand for a democratic transition in Sudan and will continue to evaluate how best to help the Sudanese people achieve this goal. Detained Prime Minister Hamdok was named the transitional prime minister in August 2019. The UN Weather Agency says greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high last year. They also increased at a faster rate than the annual average for the last decade. The agency also said that parts of the Amazon rainforest have gone from being a carbon sink that sucks carbon dioxide from the air to a source of CO2 due to deforestation and reduced humidity in the region. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. Tumbling COVID-19 case counts have some schools around the United States considering relaxing their mask rules, but deaths nationally have been ticking up over the last few weeks. Some rural hospitals are also showing signs of strain, and cold weather is setting in. The cold, of course, sends people indoors, where the virus can more easily spread. The University of Washington's influential COVID-19 forecasting model is predicting increasing infections and hospitalizations in November. COVID-19 deaths per day have begun to creep back up again after a decline that started in late September. Deaths are running at about 1,700 per day. That's up from about 1,500 2 weeks ago. Former Facebook data scientist turned whistleblower Francis Haugen told British lawmakers on Monday the company is making online hate and extremism worse and outlined how the officials could improve online safety. Haugen made the comments before a parliamentary committee considering the British government's draft legislation designed to rein in online hate speech. The committee is proposing big fines and or other significant penalties for companies that do not limit and get rid of harmful online material. Haugen told the members of parliament, Facebook never set out to prioritize polarizing, divisive content. It just happened to be a side effect of choices they made. She said she came forward because she is extremely worried about the condition of our societies and the interaction of the choices Facebook has made and how they have played out. Two United Nations agencies warned Monday humanitarian needs in Afghanistan have grown to unprecedented levels, and a record 22.8 million people, more than half of the country's population, will face acute food insecurity by November. In a joint report, the Food and Agriculture Organization and World Food Program said the combined impacts of drought, conflict, and economic decline have severely affected Afghan people's lives, livelihoods, and access to food. Hertz has announced that it will buy 100,000 electric vehicles from Tesla. It's one of the largest purchases of battery-powered cars in history and the latest evidence of increasing commitments to EV technology. The purchase by one of the world's leading rental car companies reflects its confidence that electric cars are gaining acceptance with environmentally-minded consumers as an alternative to vehicles powered by petroleum-burning internal combustion engines. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.